Vince Melamed, Sir Richard Henley. I can say, without fear of exaggeration or repudiation, that Skull Island promises to be one of the most significant scientific discoveries of this or any other age. To step upon its shores will be to step back in time to a more savage world, where man was subject to the rule of massive prehistoric predators. We believe that Skull Island has served as a sanctuary for an astonishing array of creatures thought to have been extinct for millions of years. On my aerial survey, I observed incredible biological specimens. Huge reptiles that can only be described as dinosaurs. Along with insects of unthinkable proportions. Bats the size of condors. Even what appeared to be, if my eyes didn't deceive me, a species of gargantuan ape. Who knows what we'll discover as we push deeper into the island's hellish interior. Now, the terrain of Skull Island is incredibly varied and treacherous, ranging widely from dense jungle and swamp to deep volcanic chasms and caverns. And to navigate the terrain, we brought along massive vehicles capable of handling any obstacles we may encounter, we hope. I can say without fear or exaggeration or repudiation, but Skull Island promises to be one of the most significant scientific discoveries of this or any other age. To step upon its shores will be to step back in time to a more savage world where man was subject to the rule of massive prehistoric predators. Now, we believe that Skull Island has served as a sanctuary for an astonishing array of creatures thought to have been extinct for millions of years. On my aerial survey, I observed incredible biological specimens. Huge reptiles can only be described as dinosaurs, along with insects of unthinkable proportions. Bats the size of condors, even what appeared to be, if my eyes didn't deceive me, a species of gargantuan ape. Who knows what we'll discover as we push deeper into the island's hellish interior. Now, the terrain of Skull Island is incredibly varied and treacherous, ranging widely from dense jungle and swamp to deep volcanic chasms and caverns. To navigate the terrain, we brought along massive vehicles capable of handling any obstacles we may encounter, we hope.